Hey, good people. I pray you all are doing well. I know that we are in the month of it is October. Wow. October. We are almost 2 months shy for seeing another year, but God's still been faithful. He's still been true. He has done everything that he had declared that he would do. I'm so thankful. He is my strength and of my heart, and he is my portion forever, even as Psalms 73 and 26 declared. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that, and they feel unfulfilled in their life. But I'm so glad, and I hope and pray that you can say this as well, that the truth that God is our portion. It's comforting to know that he is my portion and my strength forever. I think about the times when the tribes of Israel was given their allotment of land. Even the priestly tribe of Levi was assigned none. Instead, God had promised that he himself would be their portion and inheritance. And you can find that in Deuteronomy 10 and 9. They could find complete satisfaction in him and him alone, trusting God to supply their every need. For some of us, the sense of lack may have nothing to do with your family. Or, you know, I hear some people, you know, they're waiting on a child, or they're waiting to get married, or, you know, they move everything around the social clock. Or some may say, I'm looking for another job and I'm yearning for a higher education, whatever it may be. But remember this, regardless of our circumstances, we can embrace that God is our portion forever. He makes us whole. Everything about him, he makes us whole. In him, we have no lack. In him, we have no lack. None whatsoever. As I was reading to scripture on today, it was John chapter 17, St. John, the Gospel of St. John chapter 17. I'm going to start at verse 1. These words were spake by Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, thou hast come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is a life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, and I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with thy glory, which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou hast given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. He is our portion. He is our portion forever. Everything we need, everything we desire, it's in him. It's in him. And if I can leave with you anything on today, and I know last week was a very short nugget, but I heard God tell me that, and I knew I had to, you know, release it. Sometimes we look for protocol, but I just had to release what he gave me at that very moment. The subject for today is, will you be able to say, I have finished? Will you be able to say, I have finished? Subtopic, if you will, walking in a right now faith with a right now God. We know in the book of Matthew, we hear how Jesus modeled a prayer for others to follow. But here in John that we just read, we see this was the real Lord's prayer, and is often called the high priestly prayer of Christ. During the time regarding his journey on earth, his hour had finally come. He declared, I have finished, the Greek word for teleos, which means to bring to an end, made perfect or completed. Finished, ED, passive voice, is already done. Be mindful when you say anything ending in ED, finished, restored, renewed, replenished. The enemy is going to try that what you claim. For instance, saved, healed, finished, delivered, and the like, we just mentioned. He will challenge your witness. But if the situation never changes, you have to know that you have been changed. If your situation has not been changed, you have to know that you've been changed. There's some situation that you're in. There's some situation that we have prayed for, and it doesn't seem that that situation has changed, but you have to be able to say, I've changed. Because a lot of times we want to point the finger at others and point the finger that they're the problem. But sometimes we need to take accountability for us. Sometimes we need to own up to what we have done. Circumstances rage against us and overwhelm us like a crashing wave of the sea. Some circumstances that hit us is beyond our control, but it's manageable because we are not alone. Remember, God is our portion. In Him, we will experience life-changing power by way of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is more to you than you are to Him. He wants to teach you more, but we have to give Him that opportunity. This yoke-destroying and burden-removing power that can only set us free from whatever it is that may be attacking and oppressing our life, we have to trust Holy Spirit to deal with it. 1 Peter declared, the trying of our faith is more precious than gold. Never let any circumstance hinder your ability to see the greatness of God and His power. I don't care what kind of circumstance it is. Whatever circumstance is not bigger than our God. Our God is so much bigger. I remember the old cliche and the old saying that said, don't tell me about the mountain. Tell your mountain about how big your God is. When we magnify God, He will magnify us and lift us out of any circumstance and set us in a sure place. And He does things swiftly, suddenly, and immediately. There's no delay in Him. There may be delay in man, but there's no delay in God. None whatsoever. He's not a man that He should lie. He's not a man, a son of man, that He should repent of anything He has said. What God said He done, and what He done He will do. And whatever He has spoken, it will come to pass. Nothing returns to Him void. And if we still question things that I prayed for haven't come to pass yet, ask yourself a question. Are you positioned in the right position? And do you have the right posture when you come to Him? I know we like to hear the cliche, delay but not deny, but I come as a messenger of God that the delay is over. The time is now if you are in the right posture and in the right position. Satan will use circumstances to try and defeat us and to accuse the integrity and the veracity of the word of God. He seeks to make sure we don't walk in victory. That's his main goal. He going to make sure you don't walk in victory. But we must declare and decree it is already ours. Jesus already paid the price for it. The debt has been paid. Unbelief has hung heavy on a lot of Christians in this season. Rather than running to God, many have ran from Him. The secret to any victory is in keeping our eyes and our attention focused on God and on the vastness of His ability, not our ability. We can see so many trials simply as pruning shears in the hands of our divine gardener. Tools that God will use to cut away dead wood, fruitless branches, and sap-sucking shoots so that we might bear spiritual fruit well. Are you being productive in this season? Can you say that you have finished any type of task that you set your mind out to do? Men in the household of faith, they run when things get heated. Many run when things don't go their way. Many run when they can't understand and control the hand of God. But I beseech thee to stay with Him in this process. Mark 9:23 reads thus, Jesus declared unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. When we are not entirely acting upon the integrity of God's word, we find ourselves dealing with the symptoms of circumstance instead of getting to the root of them. You know how we do. We deal with the part that's aggravating us instead of dealing with the root of what's really aggravating us. Mark 10:27 read as this. And Jesus said, looked upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. This will cause us to walk in a higher realm in Him. Walking in right now faith with a right now God in Him. He will never leave us nor forsake us, but will be with us even unto the end of time. He also declared that greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Where are you in Him? Where are you in Him? I ask you one more time. Where are you in Him? Because this is the hour that God wants us to walk in the knowledge heavily. Because this is the only way that we'll be able to walk with fire under our feet. With the anointing of God under our feet. Whatever He has said unto you to do, you have to do it. There have been times in my life that even I didn't want to speak another word. I didn't want to prophesy another word. I didn't want to read another scripture. Because sometimes I felt like I had been failed or I failed God. And I didn't do anything. But the fire that was shut up in my bones, God would not allow me to just stop and sit on the sidelines. I had to get up and do. I had to get up and be about my Father's business. Many of you have heard me say, even in times past, even when the coming of the first book, Unlocking Mysteries in the Kingdom, I had this book on my computer or in my notebook. I had this thing in my notebook for almost 16 years. It wasn't until the time of the pandemic that God said, I need for you to finish. And I have had so many people not giving myself any credit, not busting myself up, but I speak and boast in God what He has allowed inside of me, that I was able to finish that task. And when I finished that, it's almost like when God said, I give the talents, I give 1 5, I give 1 2, I give 1 10. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what I've given you? And it was not until I birthed out that first book that He started allowing other books to come out that He already knew that needed to come out. Abused, Afflicted, Confused, But Now Delivered. That was one of the hardest books that I had to push out. One of the hardest books. Because it was dealing with some of the raw parts of my heart and the raw situations in my life that I didn't want to talk about. But God said, I need for you to finish it. I need for you to complete it. Because others needed to hear. And you do not understand that so many people have come to me with tears running down their eyes and said, you know what? I need to talk to you. Or you know what? What you went through, I went through too. We're not living in no secret life no more. We're exposing the spirit of the enemy and every one of his wicked tactics. Even the book, Ray, Real Evolution Heals. I had to become her to realize I wasn't her. And her is any woman in the our universe and in our culture that we try to emulate, that God said, that's not you. That's not who I call you to be. I need you to involve who I call you to be. I need for you to finish what I call you to finish. I need for your hands to do what I call your hands to do. You have an assignment on this earth. You have a purpose on this earth. You have what God had called, anointed for you to do on this earth. Are you completing what He has told you to finish? Jesus declared, even in verse 4, back in the verse John, He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that thou hast given my hands to do. What would you be able to say? Will you be able to say, I have completed the task? Will you be able to say, I started the task given that God has given me? Not man, but God has given me. Will you be able to say that I have been consecrated for this mission? Will you be able to say, I have manifested His name? Will you be able to say, I have kept thy word in my heart? Will you be able to say, I have given the people the word that you have given me, Father? Will you be able to say, I love those that hate me without a cause? Will you be able to say, I am one with the Father as He is in me? If He already told us, if I abide in you, you abide in me. Whatever we have need of, it'll be supplied. Will you be able to say that those that scandalize your name and call you everything but a child of God, can you still rejoice in the midst of that pain? Can you still rejoice in the midst of that hurt? Can you still rejoice in the midst of, you know that you didn't do anything wrong, but you still in the midst going to ask for forgiveness, but, and because that's the will of the Lord. Will you be able to say, God, I trust you even when I can't even trace your hand? Will you be able to say, God, I trust you even when the attacks has come to destroy me? When the time you depart this earth, so we're not here to stay, we only pilgrims passing through, what will you be able to say? What will you be able to say? Jesus left all that mess in the tomb that had him weighed down. That ain't of me. That's of earthly. I'm of kingdom now. When he came out of that tomb, that stuff was left in the tomb. We have to sometimes leave mess where it's at and come out from among it. Because when your answer is yes, yielding every situation to God, when your commitment is yes, yielding every situation to God, when your lifestyle is exemplifying that yes, yielding every situation to God, then that is when your joy will be fulfilled. Evidence that your joy is fulfilled is when the world hates you for being you. First John 3:13, if I'm correct. If I'm not, charged to my head and not my heart. But the world will hate you for you being you. For you doing the thing, the work of God. Some people hate you because you're doing the work of the Lord. The enemy will use people and he will use tactics to come against you to stop your assignment, to stop what he has called your hands to do. Because if I can get you, if I can hurt you with the ones that's close to you, I make it slow you down. But let me tell you something. Swallow every spit that's in your mouth. Hold your chest up, head back, chest out and head back. We ain't faltering in that mess. Saying we see your tactics, we see what you're trying to do, we see who you're using, but we're not dealing with that. We're not dealing with that in this season. Nope, it's not gonna work. I can't come down on that level. My frequency is too high for me to come down on that stupidity level. We can't do it. We won't do it. We refuse to do it. Don't get me wrong. I love to laugh and I love to have the joy of the Lord in my strength because he is my strength. But and this is the thing with some people in the body of Christ. You can be so bound at one point in your life that all you did was cry. All you did was mourn. All you did was lament. And it was okay when you were doing it. But now that you got the joy of the Lord and you realize that this is my joy that I'm going to tap into, this is the joy that I can keep my mind stayed on him and he'll keep me in perfect peace. Now people have a problem with it because I'm smiling. You have a problem with it now because I'm happy. Don't let nobody bound you up and put you in a box to their issues. I'm so thankful that the scripture declared that Jesus is all around us. I'm so thankful that he prays for us. He is the intercessor. I'm so thankful that he keeps us from every evil and every action of evil. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But it's Jesus that come that we may have life and life more abundantly. This is not your home. You shouldn't be unpacking like it is. We are only, as I aforementioned, we are only pilgrims passing through. God has us all here to do a work, but we are never to allow ourselves to be bound by the work. Let me say that again. God has us all here to do a work, but we are not allowed to, and should not allow ourselves to be bound by the work. We are to adapt to this world, but never to adopt this world. Even the scripture said to sanctify us, Father, through thy truth, because your word is true. Truth going to have you to stand. Truth is going to have you to stand even when you want to fall. Truth going to have you stand even when you want to sit up in the corner and say, No, depression is not going to get on you this season. You have to sometimes tell depression, go ahead on. We ain't going there. We ain't going there today. I have too much word now. I have too much ammunition now. I have too much that I have inside of me to sit back and let things overtake my mind. If we are going to stand on anything, make sure it is the solid foundation of the Word of God. Because if not, you're going to fall. But if it's a solid foundation that you have, God engrafted on the inside of your heart, guess what? You will stand. Galatians 5:1 declared it like this, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ had made us free, and be ye not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. There are some bondage that the enemy is bounding us again in. Don't be bound again with the yoke of bondage. God forbid. Jesus has done too much for you to be bound again behind your flesh. He's done too much for you to be bound by your mentality. He's done too much for you to be bound by the things of this world. No, this stuff is temporal. The kingdom is everlasting. The kingdom is everlasting. Jesus already freed us from everything that the enemy had used against us. And the only way you can be bound back again is you go mingling in what he just freed you from. He said, I'm not only just sanctifying you. I'm not only just bringing you out of this thing. He said, but those also who hear their word and believe on me through that spoken word. The word that comes out of your mouth. If others who hear, he done told us, he that have an ear, let him hear. You can't hear unless somebody been sent for you to hear the word of the Lord. So he's saying those who hear my word and believe on me through that spoken word that you open your mouth to declare. He said, I will sanctify them too. It's above your pay grade for you to think you can do the increasing. God said, I only gave you the assignment to plant and to water. I do the increasing. He does the increasing. Not us. It's too high. We can't handle that. Only God can do it. Let him do it. Will you be able to say, or who will be able to say, she or he had helped me on this journey? That's a part of finishing. That's a part of leaving a legacy. A legacy is not just, you know, I'm thankful for a legacy of it. But legacy, even on the other night when we was on our prophetic class, one thing God said, a legacy is also finishing what I told you to finish. My son just told me this morning, he said, well, you know, Mama, you working on, I told him, I said, yeah, I'm working on your fifth book. Mom, you need to slow down. I said, I'm on God's time. When you understand that you're on God's time, you don't have time to slow down. I have slowed down enough for people who didn't even want me to slow down for. I held myself back for people who didn't even want me to hold myself back for. I stood back to let them catch up, and they're still back there. So what am I going to do? Am I going to continue to stand still, or am I going to move forward because God told me to do? I don't have no clue of what he's going to do with all these books. I just know that I'm on his time clock. I'm on his assignment. And when he tell me to release, I have to release. The consequences and the time frames of when somebody's supposed to get it, that's up to God. I'm just doing my part. And when I do my part, he has to do his. He has to honor the fact of doing his part. So many of us waiting around for somebody else to get it together. Waiting for somebody else to come on the same journey with us. Waiting for them to, you wasting time that you don't, we all are on borrowed time. Do you understand that? We all are on borrowed time. Will you finish what he gave your hands to finish? Who cares what somebody say about it? You do what God told you to do. Let God handle the consequences. Let him handle the repercussions or whatever somebody else said. Because if I continue to wait for somebody else, it'll be still another 16-year period that I had already wasted enough. God said, I know the timing. I know the season. Even in Ecclesiastes, He understand the timing and the season. He knows when stuff has to be out. He knows when stuff has to be done. I trust him. I trust him in his time in my season, in season in my life. Do I understand all of it? Absolutely not. But do I trust him in it? Absolutely yes. I do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I do. Because he told me in the beginning, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I know everything about you. I know the hairs on your head. I know the destined time that you're supposed to be here, supposed to be there, supposed to do this, supposed to do that. So you think I'm going to sit here and wait for somebody to give me an unction or nuction to do it? No, I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit who unction and function in me to do. Command won't never, some people won't never tell you, oh girl, you're doing a good job, or you may need to do this. Yeah, they give you their time frames of what they want you to do. I remember, and I shared this a while back, I remember this person told me, she prayed over me. She said, I pray God give you the scriber's anointing. She don't even realize what she did, but she started praying over. She said, I pray that God give you a scriber's anointing. And I, prayed and thanked God, but she wanted me to have a scriber's anointing because you wanted me to do something for you when it was beneficial for her. Now that God has given me that a scriber's anointing to do what he has called me to do, she hasn't even said two words to me, whether on social media or in person. Normally she would text me. Normally she'll say certain stuff that she want, that was beneficial to her. But now God has allowed me to do stuff that's beneficial to kingdom. She don't even say anything to me. We have to be careful about these people that prays over us. And those people, P-R-A-Y, pray over us. And we have to be careful about those people that prophesy over us. Because in the moment that God allowed it to happen, they get upset about it. I don't understand that. You're the same one that asked God to give me a scriber's anointing because he gave me this scriber's anointing. Now you don't even want to deal with me? I don't understand that. But you know what? I'm not going to deal with it. That's too low for me. Father, you handle it. I don't have time for it. I trust God that he's going to handle it. Will you be able to say that you have glory, like verse 22 that we is in John, chapter John, St. John 17, verse 22. Will you be able to say that you have glory? And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. See, some people tell you, you don't even supposed to say that you one with God. The scripture just said it. So I guess the scripture is lying? No, I believe the truth. I believe the evidence that was written in the scripture, that if Jesus said, the glory which thou givest me, St. John 17, verse 22. The glory which thou givest me, I give to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Why is that? Because we who host and house the Spirit of the living God, which is by way named Paraclete or Holy Spirit, guess what? He's in us. Because he's inside of us, we have become one with the Father. We have become one with the Son. I don't know about you, but I want that glory that makes me a part of the one club. Hey, my mind's so cool. I want that power and that glory that makes me a part of the one club. Not taking his glory or self-glorification, but because of him. And he utilized me, that he get the glory out of my story. Oh God, that one club. I don't know about you, I'm going to be a part of that one club. You know, some people exclude you from cliques in the church, and this may be the club that they are part of, or they exclude you from the conferences and exclude you from this, that, and the other. But this club makes us perfect in him. I ain't studying that club. I like the club of the Holy Spirit, the one club that makes all connections, the divine connections that I need. Good people, we have no choice beholding his glory when we walk as one with him. We don't have no choice. You're going to have to, that glory, he said, rise and shine, for the light has come. Where do you think the light coming from? Because now you arose and now allowing him to do what he need to do in your life. You ain't no other choice but beholding his glory when we walk as one with him. I didn't realize until God took me to it that the same thing he had me to stand up and read, he took me to it again in Micah chapter 4. I was in the service, and that's what he kept doing. I kept hearing it, and I was reading in my devotion time. But then the same thing, I stood up and had to read it again, and I'm like, whoa, this thing hit me. Micah chapter 4, he said, but in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountains of the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of this mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. Flow into what? You may be asking. Let me help you. Flow into what the anointing is, and not religion, not tradition, not political foolishness, but biblical truth. Anointing of God resting, ruling, and abiding in your life with the significance of grace and the purity of Holy Ghost. Even in verse 5 in Micah, it said, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. You walk in whatever God you serve. I'm not here to try to boost nobody up to serve the God that I serve. No, if you serve who you want to serve, okay? Go back to Micah chapter 4, verse 5. It tell you, you walk according to your God. But for me and those believers, because you got a lot of Christians out here. You got a lot of folks that say, I'm saved, but then your lifestyle is just not lining up. But I'm talking about the believers, the born-again believers. He said, you walk according to the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. Stop crying over stuff. Stop crying over stuff. You got a king reigning in you. You have a king reigning over you, in you. And when you have the word of God in you, I don't care if it's just one scripture. Take that one scripture and take it back to the God. Take it back to God. Because one thing about God, he's going to honor what you bring to him when you have faith. Now faith. Now faith. The pain that you're feeling is getting ready to cause God to do some miraculous things in our lives. You're getting ready for a spiritual birthing. You're getting ready for a spiritual birthing. And in the spiritual birthing, even in this month, spiritual birthing, you have to bring forth, daughter of Zion. You have to bring forth, son of the living God. Not S-O-N, but the S-O-N. He called us beloved, sons and daughters of him. It's time to bring forth. It's time to finish what he's giving your hand to finish. Jesus went through all the brokenness of his body so we could go through the birthing in this season. Let me say that again. Jesus went through all the brokenness of his body so we could go through the birthing in this season, in this time. What is he telling you to finish? What has he given your hands to do? Whatever it is. I pray that you have the grace to finish it. Don't worry about the timing. Everything, if God put it in your spirit, it's on his timing. It's in his timing. If he put it, but don't quench the Holy Spirit. Because if it's in your spirit for a reason, it's time for you to do it. But we can quench the Holy Spirit by just sitting back and doing. And when we don't do it, that's still like disobedience. Whatever he gives your hands to do, finish it. Finish it. Finish it. Finish it. Just finish what he's giving you your hands to do. He knows what he has for you. He knows the plans that he has for you. Plans of peace and not of evil to give you an expecting end. If you got to do it alone, do it alone. If you got to do it with tears running down your eyes, do it with tears running down your eyes. If you got to do it with a song in your spirit, do it with a song in your spirit. Whatever it takes to get it done. Get it done. Get it done. God, I say thank you for what you are doing. Oh, we are not out of the race. We're not having, God is doing some amazing things. You haven't seen anything yet. the enemy play with your mind to make you think? I hadn't done nothing, and here it is, about to be the end of 2020. You still have time. But you don't need to waste time. But redeem the time. Because remember, we all are on borrowed time. Don't let God come back to do an assessment on the gifts that he had put inside of you, to only realize you haven't done anything with them. Don't allow no man to make you miss your mark of the prize of the high calling. Don't let a job make you miss your mark of the prize of the high calling. Don't let children make you miss your mark of the prize of the high calling. I don't care whatever it is. You have an assignment that you have to fulfill before you depart this earth. Or you might be like the fig tree that he began to pull up from the very root because you haven't done anything productive with what he told you to do. Do what he told you to do. You don't know? You don't have a clue? Well, that's why you have the Holy Spirit inside of you to give you the unction to function. Holy Spirit is there waiting for you to conversate with him. He's waiting there to show you what is that the Father has already assigned your hands to do. Maybe you need to your communication level need to be up a little bit. Because he talks. He talks very clear. But we need to take the time to hear him. Father, I thank you now for the listeners on this very hour, this very time, this very season. God, I pray now that you anoint their ears that they can hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say. Father, I thank you for anointing their eyes, God, that let them see clearly with the Holy Ghost lenses, that they will see with clarity in all things. God, I thank you for even giving them, sharpening their discernment so they can understand what and who is for them. Father, I thank you in this season, even though it may seem lonely, but God, you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, but you will be with us until the end of time. Even as Psalm 73:26 declared, God is our strength. He is our heart and our portion forever. Everything we need, everything that we desire is in your hands and your hands alone. We trust you, God. We trust you, Jehovah. We trust you, Adonai. We trust you, El Shaddai. We trust you in everything you're doing. God, whatever you have our hands to do, let us do it fully, successfully, efficiently, and accurately. Father, we thank you. We give your name the glory, honor, and the praise. Let the believers that know his word to be true say amen, amen, and amen. All right, this is your girl CL Suggs with Mental and Love Notes 101. Mental note is, babe, renew your mind. Renew your mind in him. The love of him is in you. So you have to do what he called you to do. Mental and Love Notes 101. All right, talk to you later. And I hope and pray you have a great weekend.